Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on routing jungle impact for warm tape style grit. Today we're not just making something distorted, we're building an impact that feels like it was printed through old hardware, with that warm, slightly crushed, dubby kind of edge you hear in classic jungle and heavier drum and bass. The key is to keep the punch, protect the low end, and add character in a controlled way. This is the kind of move that works on break edits, drop impacts, reload moments, sub-accents, re-stabs, and even as a subtle mastering style enhancement on a drum and bass bus. So the mindset here is very important. We're thinking like a mixer, not just a sound designer. We want density, not mush. We want grit, not fizz. We want a hit that feels old, urgent, and expensive at the same time. Start with the right source. That matters a lot. If the sample already has some attitude, this chain will elevate it. Good choices are break hits, snare and kick combos, short re-stabs, resampled amen chops, or a layered impact with a little room tone. If the source is too polite, no amount of processing will make it convincing. It'll just get louder and less useful. Before you do any processing, set the gain properly. Leave a little headroom on the source clip. That gives the saturation and compression room to breathe. And always compare the processed and bypassed versions at matched loudness. That's a mastering habit, and it matters here because louder often seems better even when it isn't. Now route the impact into a parallel setup. You can do this with a group, a return track, or a dedicated audio track depending on your workflow, but the idea is the same. Keep one dry path that preserves the transient and low-end focus, and build a separate grit path that adds character in parallel. That parallel return is not just for dirt. It's also your tone-shaping layer. It can thicken the body, smooth the edges, and make the sound feel recorded instead of placed in the DAW. On the grit return, start with EQ8. This is where we band limit the signal before distortion. High pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub doesn't get smeared. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz so the top doesn't turn brittle. If the source feels thin, you can give a gentle boost in the low mids around 250 to 500 Hz. The point here is to guide the saturation into the range, where it sounds warm and hardware-like. Then add saturator. This is where the tip style color starts to happen. Try soft sign for smoother warmth or analog clip, if you want a bit more bite and attitude. Push the drive somewhere in the plus 3 to plus 8 dB range to start, then trim the output so the level stays honest. Turn on soft clip if needed. What you're listening for is thickness, a bit of transient crackle and extra mid-range body without that harsh fizzy top. If it starts sounding sharp, back off and filter a little more. After that, a drum bus. This is a very strong move for jungle and drum and bass impacts because it can add punch, grime, and a slightly broken-in feel really quickly. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 10 to 30%. Add a little crunch if you want more texture. Use boom carefully. Too much boom can fight the sub and make the whole drop feel bloated. And use the transients control to shape the front edge. If the hit is too spiky, pull it back a little. If it needs more snap, push it forward slightly. The goal is old-school weight, not oversized bass distortion. Next, add glue compressor. This should smooth the parallel path, not flatten it. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Use an attack that lets the front transient speak, and a release that breathes with a groove. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually enough. If needed, turn on soft clip. This is what makes the hit feel printed, like it belongs to the track rather than sitting on top of it. If you want more atmosphere, add a tiny amount of hybrid reverb. Keep it short, filtered, and subtle. We're talking a small halo, not a wash. A decay of around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, low wet amount, low cut and high cut engaged, and just enough early reflection to give the impact that foggy warehouse or dub plate kind of aura. In jungle, that little smear can be magic if you keep it restrained. Finish the chain with utility. Use it to trim output, narrow the parallel layer if necessary, and mono the low end if there's any width weirdness happening. In most cases, I like the grit layer a little more focused than the dry path. The center is where the density lies. Let the width come from the dry drums, the ambience, or the arrangement around it. Now blend the parallel return under the dry impact. Start low and bring it up slowly until the hit sounds thicker, older, and more forward. If you notice the transient starting to disappear or the sound getting fuzzy, you've gone too far. In a lot of cases, the sweet spot is much more subtle than people expect. You want the listener to feel the character, not immediately identify the processing. This is where context becomes everything. Don't judge the impact in solo only. Check it with the kick, the sub, the break, the bass line, the main stab, and the rest of the drop. A hit that sounds huge alone can become a problem once the full arrangement comes in. In drum and bass, the groove is fast, so the tail has to stay rhythmically clean. If the grit lingers too long, it starts to smear into the next drum movement. Keep the decay short enough that the impact energizes the phrase without dragging behind it. One of the best ways to make this feel musical is to automate it. Push the return level a little higher on the first hit of the drop. Increase saturator drive during the build. Darken the high end slightly with automation so the impact feels heavier as it lands. Then ease the grit back after the initial hit so the groove can breathe. That contrast is what makes the moment feel big. If you want a more advanced variation, split the grit into layers. For example, make one return for low mid density and another for high mid crack. Keep the low layer band limited and heavier, and let the high layer stay lighter and more airy. That way the impact keeps its punch but still feels layered and cinematic. You can also sidechain the grit return from the dry impact so the clean hit punches first, and the grit blooms just behind it. That's a very slick trick for keeping clarity while still sounding aggressive. Another useful move is to resample the processed impact once you like it. That makes editing easier, saves CPU, and commits the sound to the vibe. Then you can chop the tail, reverse parts of it, or layer it with a clean transient for even more control. If you want a more classic jungle flavor, try a tiny pitch drift layer or a filtered noise burst under the hit. Old sampler energy and micro noise can make a big difference in how believable the impact feels. Be careful with the common mistakes. Don't distort the sub too hard. Don't overcompress the transient. Don't brighten the effect when you really want warmth. Don't make the parallel layer too wide. And don't skip level matching, because loudness can fool you into thinking the processing is stronger than it really is. Here's a great practice move. Take one impact, duplicate it onto a dry track and a grit track, and build the parallel chain on the grit side only. Eck it, saturate it, compress it lightly, then blend it under the dry version. Automate the grit up a little for the first hit of the drop, render it, and compare it to the original. Then make three versions, one clean and punchy, one warm and tape-like, and one darker and more crushed. Listen to which one works best in the intro, the first drop, and the second drop. The main takeaway is simple. The best jungle impact grit is controlled, rhythmic, and mix-aware. You're not just dirtying the sound. You're making it feel like it came from a tape machine, a battered sampler, or a serious old piece of outboard gear. If you keep the dry transient intact, band limit the parallel path, and blend with intention, you'll get that warm tape-style grit without losing the impact that makes the drop hit. That's the sound. Let's build it with taste, push it with confidence, and keep it locked to the groove.